We're in a situation where we've come through the recession. We've done really well to get there, but along with many other charities, we've done it by the skin of our teeth. And we are now in a position where we have absolutely no cash reserves. So whilst we've developed lots of initiatives to sort of strengthen income streams in the future, we need time to see those come good, and we have run out of time. So if I don't get some money, if people don't realise that we're here and we desperately need help, after Easter we won't actually be able to open. What we'll have to do is put the staff on unpaid leave and continue fundraising until such time as we can reopen.
How much does it cost to run the Rainbow Centre every year?
Just over £550,000. The costs are down as much as we can get them, but as you can imagine, you know, my biggest cost is my salaries because of the specialist nature of conductive education. All of our conductors actually come from the Peto Institute in Hungary. And so much as a businessman would say, well, I've got £1 million on my shelves in stock, you know, my conductors are, they deliver the service that changes people's lives.
And give us a simplified version of what you do here, basically what work goes on.
We look after children with cerebral palsy, but conductive education also works with adults with MS, Parkinson's, stroke or head injury. Because basically what we're doing is building or helping them to build new neural pathways to undamaged parts of the brain. So the same can work with MS and Parkinson's as it does. And actually our Parkinson's group, you know, the adult side has grown by word of mouth, and it's up to 3 sessions a week because the increase of Parkinson's and MS is all going up.
And you are helping people here from not just Hampshire?
No, absolutely not. You know, we've got Southampton and Portsmouth where the majority of people come from, but because we are the only conductive education centre on the south coast in this region, we have people coming from Epsom, Redhill, Farnborough, Reading, Basingstoke, Winchester, Bournemouth. We cover a huge region, and yet people think that we're just a little Fareham charity. But if the Rainbow Centre closes down, there is no other facility like this within travelable distance. The nearest centres are Billingshurst, London and Aylesbury.
And you are transforming people's lives here. You're helping them live independent lives, aren't
you? Absolutely. Like. And that's independence is the key word, really. And it's about self-achieved independence. So for our adults, it's about keeping them at home. We have one gentleman who said that for the first time in 3 years, he'd actually gone to bed and slept laying down for the first time because he was so scared that if he got into bed, he wouldn't actually be able to get out of bed again in the morning. But with the coping strategies and that we'd taught him, he felt comfortable, so for the first time he slept laying down. I can't imagine how liberating that must have felt for him.
How are you feeling with this threat looming over you?
Absolutely determined that we will not close. It cannot happen because there is no facility like this for our adults or for our children. One of our mums said to me, you know, you are our lifeline, you're Ruben's lifeline, and without you, I can't imagine, you know, without the Rainbow Centre in our life, I can't imagine a life for Ruben. So it can't happen. We just need people to understand that we desperately need help. It's not been done through anything other than coming through a very difficult recession. We've got a lot of plans in place. Everyone that I've spoken to has said, you're speaking to the right people and these are sound plans. We've just run out of time to see them come good.
What do you need?
We need 150,000, I would say, which would give us a 3-month cushion. It's 47,500 a month to run the centre. And the biggest cost of that is the salaries because of the expertise. But, 47,500 a month. So I think if I got 150,000, it gives me 3 months to see that sort of line of hard work come good.